It is a chair report.
The Rules Administration Committee will come to order. We have several items on the agenda. First, Senate Resolution, Conduct of the Interim. This is boilerplate, Mr. Watson, correct?
Mr. Chairman, it is with two sets of changes. One, if you will look at line 1.14 and 17 and 21 and 25, you'll see that the duties of the Secretary of the Senate have been allocated between administrative and legislative.
Okay, that, and where we're at, that's a technical issue. It's just making this clarify, because we've split the duties between administrative and legislative Secretary of the Senate. This just makes it more.
Also,
I think we're missing page two.
Okay, well, we'll hold off on that while we wait for page two. Wait, is this page two? Or is that a different one?
That's a different one.
What is this in our file?
Page two is all the same as before, except that where it used to say contracts need to be signed by the chair of the Rules Committee and the designated member, and now says approved, which is the language that we use in the other year, because the more recent procedure is that you have a cover memo where then you sign your approval
you on page two?
Of the contracts, which is a separate document.
That's it.
Page one.
A change to conform to the current.
I don't think anybody else.
Okay, page two is coming. Well, it's here same. Comes page two in a very brief moment.
Mr. Watson.
That was a little boring.
How's that tax conference coming, Ms. Soft? Oh, I see you had to say that because the chairman's sitting there.
Mr. Chairman, we had signed by the governor 198 pages this week.
That's good work. Did he veto anything in that?
Nothing had money.
So all those local provisions are in law?
Well, you can't
veto
that.
It's amazing.
Even the appropriations in the bill.
I see Senator Senjum did well in the bonding bill.
He did better in the tax bill.
Here comes page two.
Just pick up the crumbs.
Just pick up the crumbs. The new Iron Range.
Which is page one?
Volleyball
is page two.
Over yet, but it's already deflated.
Bless you, Senator.
Thank you.
Okay, so again, the only thing that changed on page two was this administrative versus legislative, and then the change regarding approval versus signature, which was someday I may have to ask what that really means, that difference, but apparently it does. Could you just say that again? What in the odd years?
Did you have
Mr. Chairman,
you can have whatever you want.
We have contracts, and normally there is a signature line at the end of a contract. But for the last number of years, we have been using in the even numbered years a resolution that allows the contracts to be approved rather than signed. And the approval is a separate document, a little one-page memo, that you and Senator Senjum signed saying, I approve the attached contract.
Senator Metzen moves that the resolution, interim conduct resolution, be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. There will be another end of session resolution regarding the starting date, and we have not actually had any discussion with the House yet about that, but we obviously will before tomorrow. And the options would be come in early. What would be the earliest date we could come in?
Tuesday, January 5th.
because that is the first Tuesday after the first Monday?
Yes.
Or come in February or March?
March 5th.
I would take advice on that. Now, I haven't had no discussion with the House leadership yet. What do members of this committee think we should do?
I'd like to come in early and leave early, so we could get back on the farm on the first day of the summer.
Senator Cohen?
Second.
You have a farm?
Mr. Chairman, I thought one of the benefits of running for Senate was that at least 1 year we get to enjoy spring, more than 4 years. So
some might like to take a winter vacation. I'm not speaking for myself.
Just the fit.
That's true.
So anybody contrary, Senator Bach?
I think sometimes towards mid-January would be better. I mean, I think we're going to
Christmas.
There's not a lot we're going to do before the February forecast. And coming in early will just put pressure on the Senate's budget in the event we have to stay. It seems that we could save a couple weeks. You know, it might not be as easy as just coming in on recess. Suspect we're going to have a difficult budget before this is over. Saving a couple weeks of expenses probably helps. Because really before the February forecast, we're not going to know a lot.
Okay. Senator Cohen?
Mr. Chairman, relative to that, I'm not sure I'm not sure I can speak. Although,
that's not agreeing either.
Pardon?
That's not exactly agreeing either.
I know.
Couldn't you say I might agree instead of I might not disagree?
That's a negative. Went to $60, man.
Oh, half full.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Has your glass of water ever been half full, Dick?
The double negative modifier.
Senator Bach has come up with a great idea. Let me suggest a caveat to it. And that is that I'm not sure. If you look at the economic indicators from a distance, there seems to be not that things are going to turn around, but unless something unexpected happens, arguably our budget numbers are decent, but for the GDP drop from the Friday before the Tuesday forecast in late February, early March, which would suggest that the November forecast might well be as accurate as the February forecast.
Okay, well, we'll talk
Senator Bosch. Mr. Chairman, Senator Cohen, I just think no matter what the numbers are on January 5th, decisions until after we have the February numbers.
And then, Mr. Chairman, that would be fair enough. I was talking more about the numbers, but not necessarily.
What do you want?
Our decision process.
Okay, we'll think about it. Continue to think about it some more. Also in the packet is the postage amendment that came out of rules in January. Because of the Senate budget that we have adopted in the that the governor has now signed, we will need to cut postage to $27.50. This is on the this is at the desk. So we're not voting on this here. It's already at the desk, but I was intending Senator Senchum to take this up today. Because of the budget we've adopted, we do have budget cuts, and I think it would be wise to cut our postage to $27.50. And those of you who need more postage than that are going to have to talk to your colleagues who don't use all their postage. We literally did we stop buying Kleenex and stuff or something, Michelle?
Yeah.
So we're
cups.
Yeah, the cups. We don't have cups or paper plates.
Well, we're gonna.
Relook at that.
So anyway, so I just wanted to let this has been on at the desk since January, and I thought we better adopt it today. Then finally, the other item. The other item is SCR 014. This is a resolution that modifies our permanent rules, and it has to deal with the issue of chair rotation. And what this provides for is kind of dealing with an anomaly in the rotation issue. We have some chairs that their 10-year or their 8 years run out at the end of a 4-year term. And then they are confronted with the choice of, do I come back for a 2-year term and take a different chairmanship, or do I not? What this would provide is that your rotation number doesn't, I guess it's 10 years. It's 10 years. What this provides is that if your chairmanship runs out at the end of the four-year term that precedes the two-year term, then you get a two-year extension, is what this says. I don't know how clear that was, but the bottom line is if you are, that should be one.
It
we
should
have
be
the
one.
Wrong one in here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
On line 19, it should say, instead of zero, it should say one. Do I need to amend this?
Yeah, apparently.
Is this what's at the desk? Okay. So that zero, Senator Clark moves on line 19, delete zero, Z-E-R-O, and insert one, O-N-E. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. So what this says is if you get your, if someone gets their chairmanship in the 1 year, the 11, like 2011?
Or 01.
11 or 01, if it ends in a 1. So in this instance, if you get your chair in 11, then you would have 4 years, and 2 years.
2 years, 4 years, and 2 years?
Yes, so I've gone through this so many times I keep forgetting. Yeah, you would get 2 years, yeah, 11, because the two-year term ends in 12. So next year...
So if you were in 01, you'd be your first term would be
would
a,
be
two-year,
a two-year term,
term so
then you get 4-4-2.
And you get... Yes.
If we adopt this.
And the reason for this is simply it does not repeal the rotation issue. It just says that if you are one of those chairs that hits it at the end of years at the end of two, in terms of reorganization of the Senate, it seems a little better to get it out 2 more years. This does affect 3 current chairs, and that's Health and Human Services Funding Division, Bonding, and K-12 Funding Division. That's who it happens. That's the chairs it affects at this moment. So, Senator Cole.
Mr. Chairman, I'm inclined to support this, but I'm wondering if does this affect Chairman Barty, the definition of the Rules Committee, with the other Chairman Anderson of the Rules Committee? So, would we exclude people if they already have the definition of the Rules Committee?
You're saying you'd like to get off the Rules Committee?
But it doesn't affect me.
Okay, then.
I guess for the rules.
We could make
up. Oh, you're saying.
Like that, they have extra special stuff, anyways. So.
Well, typically,
he wants me off.
Could somebody please tell me what the extra special stuff has been lately? I just like to
know. It's
been kind of passing me by.
What we have done, just to recall, when we did organize the Rules Committee this time, it was senior members and then tax and finance. And the fact that tax and finance, Senator Cohen might have made it under senior members, Senator Bach did not, but it was senior members of the two bodies.
Can we vote on Bach? you don't have your provision in the tax.
I'm glad he's on the committee.
Senator Clark moves SCR 014, or is it
Senate Resolution 103?
Senate Resolution 103, apparently. Senate Resolution 103, as amended. One instead of zero. We recommend pass. Senator Central.
All right. I'm doing what you probably have done 100 times.
Charge your nuts, I'll tell you.
So, if, for instance, a chair were to have started as a new chair in 2003, and then again in 2007, and in 2011, they would get 12 and 13?
They still get, under the current rule, they get 12 and 13. And then they're done. Under the current rule, they would get 4-4-2. And then they'd be done.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Clark.
He's asking if you keep moving, when a different time would come in. This is the only time that somebody would get 12 years instead of 10. I think the math works that otherwise every other situation would get 10.
Only the people who would get the chair on the 1 year, either 1 or 11, and if they keep it for that length of time,
right,
could potentially have a 12-year term.
Okay.
Everybody else will be a 10-year term, continue to be a 10-year term.
So you want to get the chair on a cycle of what?
Yeah. So, on the, any further discussion? Any testimony from anybody from the public? Discussion then is over. Senator Clark renews her motion on Senate Resolution 103. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Okay, I anticipate a Rules Committee perhaps later today. Senator Cohen is trying to decide whether we need to bring a bill out of his committee. And then we'll need a real Rules Committee to take that other resolution on the opening day. I don't know if that'll be today or tomorrow. At this moment, I don't anticipate other items before the Rules Committee, but it's early. They're all the revisor's bill. But it's early.
Do you have any ideas about what tomorrow's going to look like?
No.
How much floor time we'll need?
No. If we could get an agreement with the governor today, then that would be good. And tonight is actually, we're going to try to figure out what the House is sending us today.
Yeah, have we got much out?
We have nothing.
Conference committees or any of that stuff? There's some of those floating around.
I don't know how many are out. Do you know how many are out? Maybe 10. The House is attempting an override as we sit here. So I think we should plan not to keep people any longer than we have to tonight, but we certainly want to have an orderly finish tomorrow. I don't hope we wouldn't have to be here until midnight tomorrow night, because we're pretty much finished most of our work. So why don't we go on the floor and deal with this postage issue and the resolution we just passed, and then go to dinner. Sound like a plan?
I thought.
Or back to conference. Meeting adjourned.
The never ending.